And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
All alone, it was a ghetto. Your team sucks.
Yeah, I guess so. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the final week of the regular season podcast as we head into the playoffs. I am your host of the TSL podcast, Joe K, sitting inside Topper's Tavern and Poolside Cabana and part-time dog park, even though the weather's not quite what it needs to be a cabana, right? Topper's here for reasons. I don't even know why. You weren't even around this week.
Right. I question that all the time.
Why you're around
why
still?
I'm here tonight.
It's because you live here, honestly. That's why you're here. You live here and you have all the equipment. Couple guests this week. Returning member of the podcast. He's been a regular, not a semi-regular contributor.
I think
you get once a season, honestly. Because yeah. You know why? Because you always know shit. You're always around and you always have shit to say. So it's really easy. Garrett Beeson is here.
Talk him into it when he's drunk at the bar.
Garrett Beeson is here. He's not in a sling. So does that mean you're not broken anymore? Or how broken are you?
I actually plan on throwing this week.
I fucking knew it.
I have.
Against doctor's orders?
I mean, they said 6 weeks, but it's a low-grade separation and fracture.
6 weeks and so it's been two?
No, this will be three. I'm fine. It's my out throwing arm. I have range of motion back to drive and jerk off, so it's good.
At the same time?
There we go.
At the same time.
It's all good.
Self-driving cars.
And that's why Garrett's here.
Two birds, one stone.
That's amazing.
Whatever happens at a stoplight, happens at a stoplight.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
You act like he stops. He's definitely just driving. If anybody's perfected that, it's Garrett.
The rolling stop.
And then our other member of the podcast today is a person who's been in the league for quite some time.
You've definitely heard him.
You might not have heard of him, but you've definitely heard him before. Nick Primorano. How do I say that? Am I saying it wrong?
You said that perfectly, actually.
All right, perfectly.
Yes.
So Prim's here from TMA. He is one-time best villain in the league, and he's also a reclamation project. He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. But,
sure.
But, nah, it's the truth, man.
I've actually never won best villain. I've been nominated every single year, but I've never actually won it, which I actually consider a victory because that means I'm not the biggest asshole in the league.
No, it was a conspiracy. We never wanted to give it to you because we didn't want you to win it.
So I guess I'm not the biggest asshole in the league because I've never won it.
Nah, I don't even think you're the biggest asshole in the league anymore. Villain and asshole, I don't even know if they're like the same thing anymore for what we're going for.
I'll own that. I'll take that badge.
It's fine. But yeah, then again, I mean, you haven't even, other than this past weekend, you haven't really been what you used to be anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it was a request. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
Yeah,
halfway through the game, Rich Turner was like, all right, I need you to morph. And I was like, okay.
All of your pent-up rage came out on poor Travis.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing a good job keeping it under wraps this season, being that I'm, you know, captaining the team, so I thought it would be appropriate to dial it from a 10 to maybe a 6, but it was requested by Mr. Turner, so I made it happen for him.
You did what you had to do.
I did.
As we'll get into, you got two big victories to cap off the season.
We sure did.
Probably silence any doubts anybody might have had about you potentially not blowing out D6. So let's talk about TMA. I mean, you've been a part of it for how many seasons now?
Well, I joined in the spring of 2016 before we were actually TMA.
What were you then?
We were called I Touched You There.
Okay, that tracks.
If you vaguely remember that, we had like neon green like like highway department t-shirts with the worst drawing logos I've ever seen in my entire life. And, you know, the four original members of what is now TMA are myself, Ferger, Brenton Leslie McKenzie, and the most underrated man in all of Topper Sports, Ron Weber.
Okay, so I'm going to cut in right there. You said that was one of your multiple things you screamed at 10:30 a.m. this week, but Ron Weber is not underrated. He's won like D6 MVPs and all this other jazz. Like, he is properly rated, and if he wants to get rated higher, he needs to go play in higher divisions at this point.
We'll have that. That'll happen in 2 weeks.
The season won't start till spring, so I guess it won't happen in 2 weeks.
Sure,
but
sure.
I understand what you're saying. I enjoy your confidence. So did you start the team originally, or was like you just have to play?
No, Ferger started the team. Was Ferger and Ferger and Brent all worked together, and you know, we've had some people come and go over the years, and you know, we've had some new additions and had some subtractions, but the four original core members are
additions by subtraction.
Yeah, additions by subtraction. But we got a phenomenal team, and we've been a core for, I think the team that we have right now has been together for 2-3 years. We don't have anybody new, don't have any.
Yeah, you guys haven't really added, but like, who's the last person you added? Lauren?
Yeah, the last person we added was Lauren, which was, phenomenal upgrade.
Sure.
For us. I mean, she's just she's a great person. She's a tremendous athlete. She catches everything. I mean,
she works for Labatt's.
And yes, and she works in the marketing department. She corrected me this weekend. Yeah. She works for Seagram's, actually.
Oh, what?
Which is why I never get any free shit.
We need more wine coolers.
Right. Though. I asked for the new Jenny Fall beer for breakfast on Saturday, and I got nothing. Bullshit.
Rude. How rude is that?
I had to settle for a coffee.
Here you are giving her a social life, and she can't even give you a beer. Unbelievable.
We had. I'm going through because I was just trying to see what I
topper stats.
Play. Yes, kind of old topper stats.
Old topper stats.
We did a thing back in 2015 called the Power Poll.
Okay.
And
this sounds vaguely familiar.
It was top five who is hot and top five who is not.
Sounds like my name was around. Yeah.
I see a. Listed as number three under who is not D-bag and I touched you there.
Okay. D-bag and I touched you there.
I'll take it.
Are we sure that it's Prim?
In 2015, it was not me because I was not on the team yet.
Damn it.
It was not on the team in 2015. I didn't join until 2016.
All right.
So.
But I just like that he went back in time to try and find like people talking shit about you.
The funny thing is, Topper is listed at number four on that list.
That's right.
He got in this DeLorean and revved it to 88 miles an hour just to call me a douchebag on the podcast. That's fantastic. But it wasn't me because I wasn't on the team.
He's done more work to do that little bit with you than he did the entire year of podcast. So good for him.
That's true.
I love that. All right, so TMA, so like you said, you guys have been together for a while now. And yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of safe to say that your struggles and like finishing it off a season have been well documented. There's always, you guys have had killer regular seasons only to just, yeah. I mean, you can actually call it TMA in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be too disrespectful, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we are the topper version of You Got Mossed. I mean, we TMA ourselves in the playoffs. I mean, you guys, you know, anybody who's been reading the blog this year on the Sentinel and the Godfather will know that you guys have been calling for us to be the D6 champions all year. But you know, Ron Weber will point out that we've never made it to a championship game in D6.
Wait. You've never lost a championship game?
We've never made it to a championship
game. Damn it.
We get knocked out in the semis every year. And it's usually from something stupid. Which is actually why I'm glad we lost to Blitzkrieg last week.
Takes off the pressure.
Right. There was that one, I think it was the spring of 19, maybe the fall of 19. We had the statistically the best defense in all of D6, and you guys talked about it, and we bit into our own hype, and we ended up losing in the semis because we kind of let our heads get the best of us, and that's why Nick Smith and I had this conversation. Tall Nick with the tattoos that everybody calls him, tattoo guy.
Tall Nick.
Yeah, Tall Nick. We had this conversation. We're glad that we lost to Blitzkrieg.
I would be too.
You know,
I would
just hate. I'm gonna correct the Godfather who wrote about it in the blog. Ryan Henry was not our quarterback for that game 2 weeks ago
when he lost to
Blitzkrieg. We lost to Blitzkrieg.
Oh, yeah, you said Dio.
Yeah, we had Dio. Ryan Henry was in the Caribbean with his family on a beach somewhere. So
fair enough. Yeah. So well, that's another thing though.
I'm pretty sure we talked about Dio.
You talked about Dio on the podcast, but the Godfather from his office in Iowa wrote about Ryan Henry and he spelled Henry wrong, which I mean to his credit, the guy who printed our jerseys spelled Henry wrong. So it is spelled wrong on his jersey.
I know something about this word I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, Henry. But, yeah.
Well, let's not talk about you guys in jerseys, because I remember that one fiasco.
Yes.
But, let it go. What the fuck was I just going to ask you? I can't remember now. You were just talking TMA. Oh, yeah. So here's my question. So, like, what was it that... Did you guys just get in your own heads and it just became like a drama thing? And now maybe you guys are like, do you think you're more relaxed this season than ever?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Like you can tell it's different?
Yeah, there's a different vibe on the team. I think you can definitely say that. I think a lot of people are just kind of not so focused. If it happens, it happens. You know?
No, okay. That's fair. Do you think that part of that is because usually every season there's like some TMA team that you guys have some issue with and you want to, and it becomes a thing and that's why people may or may not get power bombed on the fields. But like you don't really have that in D6 with it being short. I mean, I doubt you want to fight any of the gender teams. So unless I know you have like a friendly thing with Gray's brothers and
yeah, I mean Steve Miller's one of my best friends, so right, we'll play that game all day.
Right.
I was talking to him on the car ride over here because they had to forfeit a game this week and
then you know, we gave them a forfeit.
Yeah, and then you gave them a forfeit. Well, but and to be clear, it wasn't a power bomb; it was a suplex.
My mistake.
And
hold it up long enough?
Yeah, he did. He did. He made
he
it
did.
Count.
He definitely did. You know. That's super cool. All right, well, that's cool. So yeah, I mean, TMA. So your problems were honestly for the longest time, your problem was quarterback, and now you have one. Like you just said, like Ryan's been.
Yeah,
good, solid to good for you at all times. I mean, Dio, we talked about how, yeah, okay, he lost that game for Blitzkrieg for you or whatever, but he's been like the best backup in the league. He's won some great games for you guys, yeah. By the way. Like, if that's his one hiccup, big deal.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. You know, we had him the first 2 weeks of the season, and we went 2-0. You know, and he admitted he had a bad game, and it is what it is. And you know, Ryan came in and Ryan played lights out this week. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. He was on point.
Well, he's refreshed from his vacation.
Yeah, for sure, man. But, I mean, if you're giving out game balls, I mean, I would give one to Ryan, but there's another one that when we talk about our games, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
All right. So then I guess that's about it. Like, TMA has been great. You guys are on track to do very, very well. And I don't really have anything else to say.
No, and we've talked about this in the offseason, right. Like, about us moving up to D5. And, you know, I think you understood why we didn't do it. You know, it's kind of like buying.
I completely understand the
idea.
It's
kind of like buying a college degree online and getting the piece of paper in the mail and saying, I went to Harvard. Like, we'll move to D5 when we win D6. That's something we've, as a team, made a decision to do. I mean, if you move us in the spring session, then I guess we don't really have that
too
much to talk
about. If you blow it, you're still moving up at this point. Okay. Just because.
Just sack up.
Well, I guess, all right, I can't say that completely. I
sack up right now. Say you're moving up to D5, no matter what.
Well, he already guaranteed a championship, so, I mean, he might as well. He didn't guarantee it. I won't put him on the record of saying that, but he pretty much close to it.
Five divisions.
Well, that's
there you go.
Well, that's kind of where I was at. Is that if he moves up to D5, it might just be because everybody did. But it'll depend on more teams sign up in the spring.
Same
and
thing,
yeah.
Going to do it D1.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand why more teams sign up in the spring. I think fall ball is phenomenal, man. It's just such a great time to be outside.
Yeah. I think Does part of it have to do with like having kids and they have more shit to do? Like I don't know any of that. I have a dog, so like that's it for me.
I don't know.
Like, do you know why more people sign up in spring than fall?
You should ask. You should do a poll.
Maybe more people get hurt in the spring, so they can't play.
Been very even.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, I think
we've been in the 45 to 52 range forever now.
Right, but sometimes at that 52, you're including the Breakfast Club teams. So that no. Oh, okay. Well, I'm wrong. Then I'll go. Oh no, you're not, because it was 60 with them last year. Okay, fuck me then. Yeah, so we're only what 4 teams short than we were when they just all happened to be. D6 teams, apparently, but that's fine. Well, either way, we played football games this Saturday, and it was wet, a little bit miserable for a lot of people. The last week of the regular season should be way more exciting because people should have, like, the ability to miss the playoffs and stuff, but everything was pretty much wrapped up. I mean, I think it was, I came to the bar at, like, 10 o'clock or whatever, and Sam at the bar, she asked me, she's like, so because it just started raining, she's like, if it rains, you're just going to cancel everything? Like, to be honest with you, 85% of these games do not matter today. Like, in terms of, like, who makes the playoffs and this and that, I go, but the 10 that do, 10% that does, they really matter. And you'll see it, because, like, you guys clinched first with that, which could matter, of course. But, like, Puckett had to win their 2 games to get in, and, well, they did. We'll get into that soon, too. And there were other games that mattered about people going undefeated or maybe getting their first win. But, let's just get out of the way, and Garrett, would you like to read? You can just start at 10 o'clock, because at 9 o'clock, Super Freaks just forfeited the Last Dance, so it was whatever.
Oh, all right. So 10 a.m., tight ends in motion beat losing streak, tight ends 34, losing streak 22. A&A lost to Top Shot, A&A 16, Top Shot 19. Cobblestone got beat up on by Gray Hair Don't Care. Cobblestone 8, Gray Hair 28. Breast Friends beat Buffalo Vice. Breast Friends 36, Buffalo Vice 30. Sticky Bandits
Hold
lost.
On, that's 11 o'clock now, buddy.
Oh.
But there was a TMA game.
But there was a TMA game. Which one was the TMA game for the first one?
The 58.
So, wrong. It was 56 to 18.
There you go.
How dare you. I mean, Prim, let's just get right into it.
Sure.
Like, you're playing Travis Henry's kids, and do you know anybody from that team?
I mean, other conversationally, John Langley, but other than that, I don't know any of the guys on that.
Okay,
team
I didn't know if you were because I mean, with the way you were just like ripping into everybody, I thought maybe you might know them and it was more friendly. And no, it was just more not friendly. But that's fine.
First time watching a game where I'm on the field, Joe.
This season you've been very nice, but regardless, So Travis Henry's kids had a chance because, like, theoretically, if they beat you twice, They could have taken over the top spot.
Well, if they beat us twice, we could have dropped a third.
Yeah, I guess. Well, didn't you beat Victoria's Secret, though?
We did.
So I guess you would have had the tiebreaker there, so you couldn't have dropped lower than second.
That might be accurate.
Yeah, I think
I'd have to look at the standings, but
pretty sure because they would have had three losses, you would have had three losses, so you'd just been it would have gone to head to head. Unless, of course, I don't know what our tiebreakers are anymore, but I'm pretty sure you would have been second regardless. So either way, it didn't matter,
right?
Because you just went scorched earth on them and played maybe your most complete game of the season.
Yeah, we know with the exception of Brent McKenzie, we had a full team, which was pretty damn awesome.
it could have been worse.
Yeah, that game should have put up a hundy on him.
Didn't need to unleash Brent.
All Brent had to do was smile at him. We would have put up a hundy on him. But I think it started to rain like right after the coin toss.
Yeah, it was close to it.
Yeah, and the ball got a little wet, and I'll give John a lot of credit. He's a phenomenal quarterback. He throws a really, really nice deep ball.
Agreed.
But once the ball started getting wet, started getting away from him, and we won the turnover battle. I know Rich Turner had two interceptions, two pick sixes in that game.
Wow. Yeah,
which was phenomenal for him. He couldn't play in the second game; he had to leave right away. And he had two pick sixes in that game, which was awesome. Ryan Henry just played lights out, and he got a game ball for the first game, but the other game ball 100% failed Tessa. She was all over the field. She had a couple of diving receptions. She had one diving one in a front pylon for a touchdown, mm-hmm. and we needed those gender points. So, I mean, she just played lights out. But I mean, it was a great team win. It was a complete win for us. And once we won that game, we called it with like 2 minutes left in the game just to give us a breather because we ended up playing THK again.
Yeah. Well, that's your own fault.
Yeah. Though. Well, the 10 a.m. game was a game that we had to make up from 2 weeks ago because he didn't have a full team and neither did we. So we rescheduled it.
Right.
So.
So, yeah, I mean, and going back real quick, because, you were complimenting Langley on, he is a pretty good quarterback.
He's a great quarterback.
I feel like when he shot, mentally, once it goes, and he goes, he loses it hard, and then everything just falls the fuck apart.
Yeah, you could tell he was getting a little frustrated a little bit with, where the ball was going, and I don't think it was coming out of his hand where he wanted it to, right. And, once we, we switched his zone, and once we took out his deep threat, I mean, that was pretty much lights out.
Oh, what's his face? The Pete kid?
Yeah, Pistol, yeah. I think is
it. Pistol Pete?
That would make sense. But yeah, Rob Rummings took away the deep threat, that was pretty
much it. Well, I mean, it's always impossible to, go deep on you guys because you have two 6'8 giants back there, so that always helps.
Well, in all honesty, that deep ball did happen.
Really?
In the first game, and Rob was with him step for step. I mean, To Langley's credit, he just throws a very, very nice deep pass.
He can almost throw the entire field.
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, it landed right where it needed to be. So.
Perfect.
Yep.
So, moving on to the other games. Top Shot took on A&A for what could have been for first place for D2, but Matty wasn't there because he had a wedding or something, so Travis played quarterback. Close back and forth. Top Shot ended up winning. What are you going to – it was only by 3 points, so they end up finishing second in the standings anyway. Tight ends played losing streak and for the third time this season, but this is the first time they beat them. Losing streak was 2-0 against them going into this game, but I don't know if tight ends finally were let's get our shit together a little bit or what happened there, but also could have just had to do with the rain, like we said. Garrett, do you know what happened in the Cobblestone game?
I actually wasn't watching that one.
What were you doing?
Much at all. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Dynamite work.
I think I was at the bar getting some breakfast sandwich and some buffalo chicken.
Chicken logs?
Yeah.
How are those?
They're all right.
They're not, would you rather pizza logs?
Not worth missing the Cobblestone game over, I'll tell you that.
Well, right now. I'm a big fan of that turkey club, man.
Yeah, you did order that. I remember that. That's funny. Because you said that, and I was like, ooh, I kind of want that later. So Gray Hair does what they've been doing all season. They score about points in the high 20s in that 26 to 29 range, but they play really excellent defense and people struggle to score against them, and they're really coming into their own as they head into the playoffs. I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, they finished as the top seed. They sure did. 7-2, Gray Hair. You want to give the stats? I know you do.
No, I had some breaking news.
Oh, breaking news.
I'm trying to find it.
Okay, speak into the microphone when you give it to us.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay, it's not really breaking if you're not breaking it.
Oh, it's breaking news.
Oh, God. I can't believe
anything or.
Keep going. I'll find it.
Okay, we'll keep going. The not so. How do you know it's breaking news if you have to find it? You should know what it is.
Specifically, because I was.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. People don't listen to this for how good it is. Let's see here. So, and then Best Friends took on Buffalo Vice. I watched that game. It was a little bit back and forth. Travis was playing with kind of a skeleton crew, and it almost got worse because the only play I really remember, because it was on field five, was he threw like a deep ball in the end zone towards. It wasn't that deep, but he threw it like towards the pylons for Amber from. Oh my God! What? Not from Top Shot. Sean's girlfriend.
Yeah.
So she's running full speed, and Travis overthrows her a little bit, and there's those posts with like the ropes, and she clotheslined the shit out of herself on those ropes because she was looking for the ball, and it was amazing.
You know, I actually,
everybody thought she was dead, and she popped right back up, and then 47 people kept asking if she was okay, to the point where she was annoyed that people were asking her if she was okay.
Yeah, right.
So she's a gamer. She stayed in.
Yeah, I saw that from I was on the sideline on field four, and I saw that happen live in real time. It was wild.
It was like the gasp. Oh God, I can't believe that just happened.
Also, yeah, I was surprised she got up.
Who put those there? The people who live there, like as a don't go on my property type thing, or are they just
the bar that did that?
Well, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
It was either that or she was going to go through that gazebo.
Really?
I'm surprised. You'd almost think that would happen more, but it really doesn't.
Okay.
Here we go. Breaking news.
Yes.
We need some music. Can you loop that in later?
Breaking news. Yeah, okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
2045. I'll not remember that, but go on.
The Rose Garden is planning a 2-week shutdown on the 15th.
Okay.
Limited bar service. The outside bar will be open for us. That's the important thing.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Why is this happening?
They're remodeling.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The whole inside.
Finally, all of our money going to something.
Let's hope the bathroom situations inside are taken care of. Anyways, they will have limited food service from their snack shack, which I can't wait to see.
Well, I like that they're...
How do you make that menu more limited than it already is at this point?
I'm glad you asked this question. I have your options right here.
Oh, fantastic.
Dynamite work, Prim. You're a natural.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, and sausage.
So it's the COVID menu all over again.
Yeah, that's basically... It. So the snack shack is a grill outside.
The 23rd is looking more favorable. It's saying barbecue, pulled pork, and brisket.
All right.
It's going to go from 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper to a 5 by 7. Thanks. Appreciate that.
It's thanks, looking more
thanks
favorable.
A lot, Rose Garden. That's great.
What, did they send you an email, or do you that's, well,
so basically what you're saying is Garrett's not going to get the Buffalo Pizza Logs.
No, but he's going to
not get those.
I'll bring my own. I'll cook them on my radiator.
If I want my turkey club,
I'm going to say, you're not getting your turkey club either, brother.
What about shots? Are we still going to be able to do that?
Sure.
Are they going to have Coronas for you?
The bar outside will be open for us.
Okay. That's all I really give a shit
about. If we get a shitty Saturday.
We had a shitty Saturday right now.
I didn't.
You had a fucking blast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just not having any responsibilities for this league. It was fine.
Are they going to have a bartender I can creep on?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yes.
All right.
Until even if they had, like, a robot bartender, they still have a bartender you can creep on. You'll be fine.
Gotta get it, you know, gotta get system.
You
know.
You should, dude. That one guy was looking at you. The guy from the kitchen.
Knock hole's a hole, man.
That's right.
Oh, Garrett. I've never seen you cringe after you say something before.
It's 2021.
And I cringe at myself all the time.
It's 2021, so, man. Don't discriminate.
Have they been planning this remodel for a while? Also, do you know what they're doing for the remodel? Like, is it going to just be completely different?
It's
or
be completely different.
That's awesome.
Is it going to make field four not downhill?
Different,
not that drastic.
Different remodel.
Yeah.
That's a we might have to talk. Field three just sinks in the middle at this point. Like, we almost need to get, like, dirt to fill it in and, like, roll it or some shit.
If you're looking for some rocks, you can take them off field five.
It's just, although if you've noticed, all those rocks on field five have been run on so much that it's just sand.
Yeah.
We've ground it into sand at this point. But let's move on to 11 o'clock games. Cause
oh, my God, we're only at the 11s?
We're going to whip through this so really tired. Soon because I don't, it doesn't even matter.
All right. Where are we at? Okay.
Sticky
Bandits lost to Slob Kabams 21-30. Scared Hitless 21-0 over Wendell Cries. Was that a forfeit?
Yeah.
Yep. My Frodo beat Show Me Them TDs 30-0.
Jeez. Okay.
Yup.
Is that all you're stopping at? You're not going to keep going to the other 11 o'clock games?
These are marked terribly. Come From Behind beat Woodpeckers 28-14. TMA beat Travis Henry's Kids again 44-22.
All right. So what I assume this in the second game was more of the same because they were already kind of shot. And The only reason it was closer is because you guys were maybe more tired and Rich wasn't there.
Yeah, probably. Well, it's funny you say that, that Rich wasn't there. Rich left, and then his brother, Will, who was also on our team, picked up right where Rich left off.
Really?
First drive, Langley threw the ball right. I mean, it was almost like Will was on THK. He threw the ball right to him.
Yikes.
And the first, like, I think maybe the second play of the game.
I've done that before.
Yeah, but that was another good game. We spread it around a little bit because the pressure was off because we already had clinched first place in the first game, and you know, we wanted the bye week because we all got a little tired and we got shit going on. But you know, Ryan Henry played another phenomenal game, spread the ball around a lot. You know, Rob Rowings had a couple of nice deep passes. Nick Smith had some across the along the sidelines. Val Testa had, I want to say it was 30 yards. She went over the middle. She caught it, and she was gone. I mean, and they didn't even bother going after her. I think she had two touchdowns in that game. I mean, literally, I mean, if we're going to put the two games together, I mean, Val gets a game ball for both of them. And then, you know, Ron Weber had his usual 86 touchdowns or whatever he has, too.
Yeah, his bear paws.
It was just a fantastic weekend for all of us.
It sounds like it. Slob Kabams came in, played Sticky Bandits, and Sticky's just not having the best of seasons. So there's not much else to say there. It's just not your year. Some years, Garrett, this was your week. You took on Show Me at MTDs. I know you're on the sidelines. You didn't try to play, did you?
No.
All right, just making sure. So who kicked the shit out of them for you?
Derek played quarterback, and everyone played really well.
So it would seem, yes.
Yeah, I mean, didn't have any drops. Like, Derek was reading the field really well. He's got an absolute cannon.
He really does. I didn't know he could throw it that hard.
Yeah, a little. And it's actually accurate, too. So, yeah, he could learning some more play calls and a team around him. He could play in D1. I mean, he needs some more time, but he's really good. He's very accurate, especially off the back foot. He can throw, like, the whole field off the back foot, and it's usually right there. So, everyone playing great.
Damn. Comfort Behind played Woodpeckers. Comfort Behind's been scoring a lot lately. Today was not their day for scoring a lot, but they still won. I mean, it was raining, though. Like I said, that's the whole thing is, like, these games, everything was, like, every game had rain during it except for maybe the absolute end, right? So, like, who cares? Especially, like, the upcoming games that was the only game that it super poured on. What, you guys, I'm saying?
Though that game was next to our game at 11 o'clock. We were playing next to each other, and I was on the sideline watching it. I mean, Lavoie's got a freaking cannon.
It's amazing, right?
As somebody who has – he's sub-quarterback for us once a couple years ago. And as somebody who's caught that ball, it fucking hurts. I mean, he fires it. And, like, he's – you know, not to besmirch him, but he's not a young man anymore. And
catch it or die.
Right. Literally. You know, if it's coming at your face, you either put your hands up or you have a broken nose. And he's – He's got the arm of a 25-year-old kid. Yeah. I mean, it's impressive, you know. And Joe B is deadly accurate within 7 or 8 yards.
Ooh, behind the line of scrimmage. No, I kid. That's rude.
Look at that sunset. I don't care if it's a podcast. Look at that.
That's a beautiful.
That's a really nice sunset. You should take a picture of it. Topper got up to look out the window.
Topper's cabana.
You see this every day.
Topper's beachfront cabana.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Just backs up to a cornfield.
That's what we did here. That it looks like a fake window frame.
Everybody looks like a painting. Look at that. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is really cool.
It does look like a painting.
Garrett's got a new phone background. Aw, and it's Prim looking longingly at the sunset. That's spectacular.
Remember that while you're driving.
The noon games happen, Garrett. Why don't you tell me about those?
Nope. This is going to be a thing. Oh, no, I got it. All right. Public Enemy beat Eyes Downtown 41-33.
That is wrong.
No, it says
Oh, yeah, sorry, other way around. Sorry. Eyes Downtown beat Public Enemy 41-33. Last Dance beat the Untouchables in a thriller, 36-35.
Damn.
Practice Squad put up 32 and beat Pittsburgh Feelers, the fake team, to 18. And Gucci beat, Puckett beat Gucci 50-41. And Blitzkrieg beat Victoria's Secret 51-25.
So I want to say something to our listeners here who have been listening to Garrett struggle reading the scores. The first thing he said when he got down here, when I told him he was reading the scores, is that he's going to do it the best that anybody's ever read the scores. And you are just middle of the pack.
No, I liked first off. I think I'm way lower than middle of the pack. Thank you for that. But
just trying to be nice.
There's some darker lines that are throwing me off that I think are time.
You are the Pittsburgh Feelers of reading scores.
That means you should quit and leave.
I'll just pass it to you.
Please don't leave. There's obviously a big score there that we'll talk about in a second. Did you watch any of these games, first of all, or ref them at all?
Yeah, Last Dance versus Untouchables was an awesome game. Yeah. So it basically there was like I think maybe 2 minutes left, and Last Dance was up by 6, I think, okay. And Untouchables got a pick 6, scored, was up, or no, they were down. So yeah, they went up 1. Untouchables.
Okay.
Next possession, Last Dance gets the ball back. They go to drive again. Another pick 6, but instead of just kneeling it, one of the Untouchables guys, I get their names mixed up. They're both the really good players on Untouchables.
I don't know any of their names, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, one of them, like, he could have, it was a great play. He could have just knelt down and I think ended the game, but he ran it in for a non-gender touchdown.
Oh, no.
So then they missed the point, so they were only up 8, I think. And, okay. So Last Dance got the ball back and drove down and scored. I forgot who scored, but
ten, right?
They got the gender.
They got the gender and then got the conversion of 1. So it was.
Wait, did they need a 1-point conversion to win, or did they go for 2 and win?
They got the gender touchdown, I think, to tie it by 8.
To tie it and then 1.
Yeah, it was a really good game, but because Newman played really good up, and he made 2 big mistakes at the end, but he played up really good up to that point, and then.
I can do math.
Fair, good for you. I appreciate that.
I do math.
That does sound pretty awesome. That is a good game. Shout out to Last Dance. I'm pretty sure they made the playoffs, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. They were 5-4. I didn't know what their score was or the record was. All right. So then, boom, 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 boom. So Gucci took on Puckett All Stars in basically a loser leaves town match. I mean, Gucci already needed help to get into the playoffs, but they needed to make sure they won this game, and then a whole bunch of other teams had to lose, and I don't even know if they would have got in with, like, the tiebreakers or something.
Yeah. Is their quarterback their full-time quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best part. Kelly is their quarterback. It's spectacular. It's awesome. And you know,
I mean, I've only seen them from afar while I'm playing, and I didn't know if they were just trying to go for gender points or not.
Gucci had any chance of making the playoffs this week.
What are you talking about? No, I think if they beat Puckett and Puckett lost and practice squad lost, it would have been a 3-way tie, so it would have gone to, like, the weird Topper Sports how things work out thing, like math that doesn't happen.
One game this week.
Gucci only had the 1. They would have been 3-6. Everybody would have been 3-6 in this scenario.
Okay.
So they, I don't know how it would have shook out if all 3 teams were tied, but I mean that's at least a little bit of life because we never know how 3-way ties actually work out. So it's always just the mystery of Topper types it in and then the standings tell us who makes it. It's real easy. So they end up losing, but Puckett wins it. So Puckett wins the game. And, excuse me, so to your point, honestly, yes, Kelly's been their quarterback for a long time over in Game On, and that's they've been doing really well, so obviously they came over. I mean, she missed the first couple of weeks, and, I mean, playing quarterback in Game On is a lot different than playing quarterback here, not to be like, oh, we're the better league, but just simply our 6 count is a 3 count, and their 6 count is a 10, 11 count, so it's a lot harder because when you don't have that time, I mean, it's crazy. So either way, they've been putting up points lately. They've been playing better, but they fall short to Puckett. Mm-hmm. And Puckett, like I said, Puckett needed to win this and win another game, which we'll get into in a second. Blitzkrieg took on Victoria's Secret and just took it over. They just won. What are you going to do?
Blitzkrieg is such a good bunch of kids, honestly.
They are. I
love playing them. Like we, like a couple years ago, they named TMA like their rival. Like, you know, we're the Bills and Patriots or something like that.
Right.
But I really enjoy playing them. They're just a bunch of good kids to play with. They all have arm sleeves, and their plays are named.
It's
you know, Tommy's at the line playing quarterback, yelling, Stanford, 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 which is basically 2 people go over the middle. You play them enough times, you get to figure this shit out.
But,
no, they're just a good bunch of kids to play.
Are you listening, Grace Brothers? But that's great.
I will.
So I was going to ask you that question. Not that it's that important, but you're here. So when you lost to Blitzkrieg, who quarterbacked for them?
Dio. Johnny Dio.
No. That's for you.
Oh, quarterback for them. So I don't know his name, and it's funny. I actually saw him out.
Was it Light Red Hoodie Guy?
So you call him Light Red Hoodie Guy, and we call him Wish.com Ron Weber.
That's funny.
So if you were to go online and you were to order Ron Weber on Wish.com, you get Light Red Hoodie Guy.
See, I said that. I made a similar joke to that, but I used it with Gordon. Same idea. We were calling him Their Gordon for a little bit, because it's just like the
dude makes catches over the middle. Funny. I actually saw him out on Elmwood that Saturday night. And they're all really good people. He's a good quarterback, too.
Like
and the funny part
something.
Was, I don't know the name of the kid who was their quarterback last year, the
Alex.
Blonde-haired kid.
Yeah,
he's a high school football coach somewhere.
Right.
And then they were going, he couldn't play, and then they were going with Tommy, who's a good quarterback, but he's a considerably better receiver.
You're almost taking too much off of your receiver.
Well, when you take Tommy out of the quarterback, out of the receiver position, and you put him in quarterback, you lose all of your speed, because he runs a very, very good skinny post, and I mean, if you're, you know, they got a good pump fake, and they'll break it on you right.
They catch you flat footed. It's a wrap.
Yep, 100%. So him playing quarterback was a disservice to Blitzkrieg in and of itself. So right.
No, that I understand.
And they're good people. I love playing them because they're so much fun.
I watched that game too, or I reffed it. Yeah, I reffed it. It was actually really close. The score doesn't reflect it, but in the second half, Jordan had like three balls tipped and intercepted, and it just
like the old completely off the girl's hands thing.
Or, yeah,
I know that.
But they was right there. I mean, they could have won very easily. Like they're a good team. Victoria's Secret.
I've only played Victoria's Secret one time this season, so I don't know. I mean, do they not have a consistent girls team?
So basically, unless you're the Angels or Stunts, and now I guess Breast Friends, you don't really have a consistent girls team because you get a roster, but then they always end up playing each other, like playing at the same time, et cetera, et cetera. Like Jordan and I have talked about this. Like sometimes it's just impossible to get girls there. Like I think the last like four Lenny's Ladies games that we've had maybe six girls show up, and each time it's been like a different group. Like, yeah. And that's fine. Like everybody has lives and you know like whatever. But I'm pretty sure Jordan's going through the same thing where not everybody shows up. Like his wife is consistently there. I know right. that much. But like other than that, I'm not sure if he has the same team every week.
Yeah, and they're a fun team to play too. But I mean, I wasn't sure if they consistently have the same roster, in and out every week. But I mean, I can actually—I didn't watch the game, but I can, I can see what Garrett's saying about how it was close because they would play each other hard.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then the game. But
Jordan's strategic too.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Would you say he's the best quarterback in D6?
No, 100% not.
I just want to see what you'd say.
Absolutely not.
What did you say? You give Dio?
What? No, I said thank you.
Oh, well, that's
fine. Well, I mean, technically, you're not in D6.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're the backup to Joe K.
I am the backup.
The entire league is the backup to Joe K. I was going to throw this week, too. I'm so fucking pissed about it. I don't care.
Right. I would say, we do Ryan Henry versus John Langley.
Langley's there, too.
In a Texas death match, but like. No boxing gloves. Let's let them beat the hell out of each other. And loser leaves town.
That would be amazing. All right, so then the score that we should be talking about. Eyes Downtown 41, Public Enemy 33. Bobby beats Cole. The game was a solid game, back and forth. There were no real issues with anything until the last play of the game, essentially. Nice. Did you hear about this, Tucker?
No.
All right, cool. So, obviously, Eyes Downtown's up 8 with, I want to say there were like 15 seconds left, something like that. But they're hurrying up, whatever. Baccio false starts. So Dylan throws the flag and then takes, like, he wasn't sure what to do because it was Dylan's, like, fourth game reffing. And he made the right call, but he didn't hustle. So basically while he was, like, figuring out how to walk it off and all that stuff, the time ran out, which is kind of lame. And even Blaze was, like, because Blaze was reffing with him. And Blaze was like, no, that's not right. And Travis was watching as well. And Travis was like, no, this isn't, that's not the way, you shouldn't lose your last play of the game because the refs took forever to figure out what the fuck they're supposed to be doing. So they set the ball and basically gave them one last play. And they did it right. Like, everybody, of course, everybody's screaming on both sides. Like, that's not fair. That's not fair. You know, that's just because that's what people do, especially in D1. But Public Enemy had their last shot anyway. They threw it. It got knocked down or whatever happened, and they lost. And, I mean, there were no complaints about the refs or anything like that, which was a concern at first when, like, when you see Bobby and Blaze are together, you think, oh shit, maybe they're gonna be best friends in a very important game. But no, not at all. Cole was extremely complimentary of both. He said it was the best ref game they had because those two guys were running up and down the field every change of possession. They're yelling what they're supposed to, time left, downs, like all the stuff that referees, you want them to be doing. And he said it was weird because they were doing it so well. So great chemistry there. So Cole gave props to Blaze and Dylan for the reffing. I mean, props to Eyes Downtown for getting the win and making the D1 playoffs slightly more interesting, because for a minute there it seemed like Public Enemy was going to run away.
Did they get a final play?
Yeah, they did. Okay. It just didn't happen because they weren't like close. I think they were just slightly. I think they were near midfield somewhere.
I think any penalty, a good change of rule book, just any penalty under 2 minutes gets the clock stopped until the ball's spotted.
Your dogs are retarded, by the way.
It would be an easy.
As the owner of a retarded dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's not retarded at all. I have a blind pug, man.
A blind seizure-driven
pug
now.
Yeah, I have a blind pug.
Isn't that just a quick fix to that, though?
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm sorry. Know what I mean? Sorry, dog.
No, it's
doggy side.
They're adorable. But yeah, under 2 minutes or 1 minute, even to make it simpler, when there's a penalty flag, it's a clock stop until the ball's spotted. And then
almost like when you get a first down in college. Where it's the clock stops and then the
defense doesn't get to say they're ready. It's as soon as the ref drops it, backups it, go. and then you can click start, and then you can say hot or you can take your time.
That's not a bad idea.
But yeah, because it's I mean, like, you could technically say, okay, if you're learning to create, there's 30 seconds left. I'm just going to tackle someone on defense, and then by the time they call it and the clock's running, if they don't have timeouts. Not that anyone would do that, but
people recently have had, like, pretty good rules ideas. Just, like, I hear them spouting them off and stuff. I remember Lenny, you know, a couple years ago, he was trying to, like, or he maybe even did institute, like, a rules committee to, like, go over the rule book and he tried. He did do it, right?
Yeah, he did institute that.
So, like, I think there should be some sort of thing. Maybe we can put it up on Facebook of, like, a maybe, like, even a Google form if people have ideas. That way everybody can, like, share those things, because can't think of everything. So, I mean, like, that's a great idea, and we can talk about it, vote on things, whatever we got to do. But I think a way to get more people heard for their rules ideas is a good thing. So that'll take us to 1 o'clock, and we'll just keep rolling.
1 o'clock. Ooh. Itches and O's, 68. Today's Feast, 36.
Ooh.
Puckett All-Stars beat Falconies, 38-19. Not So Sticky beat 716, 32-28. Public Enemy beat Sticky, 40-6.
That's 2 o'clock now, though.
No, yep.
It's fine, though.
You missed the Notorious B&B, 44 to XTC, 32.
Yes, Notorious B&B, 44, XTC, 32.
You're killing it. Yeah,
there you go.
Garrett's back up. I love it.
I don't like these lines on here. It's throwing me off.
Sorry, we won't. We'll fix it for next time, I guess. Yeah, so 1 o'clock came around. Itches and O's took on Today's Feast and just blew them out because they keep scoring. But Itches and O's defense is so bad that even Today's Feast can put up 36 against them. That's a little joke. The big game this round of games is Puckett All-Stars playing Falconies. They needed to win to get in, and they did. They doubled them up on the score. Great job. Like, we keep repeating ourselves about Puckett, but, like, every year this is what they do. They hang around, kind of get through the playoff or, like, the regular season. Then the last couple weeks, they're like, oh crap, we need to win a couple games to get in. They do that, and then they usually pull up an upset or two, or even just win the damn thing. So I'm really excited to see how they play in the playoffs. They earned it. One game we didn't talk about at 12 o'clock real quick was Practice Squad played the Super Happy Fun Time team that is replacing the Pittsburgh Feelers, like we said. I think that was Val's Breakfast Club team mixed with other people and who could ever show up, like, whatever. Scott Keller. Actually, Scott Keller Jr. threw for that. And there was just one play where he just completely bit it, and he was covered in mud from head to toe. And he just was like, I think he wanted to quit after that. It was bad.
I saw him come to the bar, and I've never heard Emily usually say more than 5 words in a day when she's running around busy. I go, what happened to him? And Emily goes, I think he shit from his dick.
Yeah.
He was wearing white shorts, and he was just covered in mud. And it was hilarious.
No, he was... I heard he had a rough day. The only person who threw more balls into the ground this weekend was Patrick Mahomes, but that's okay. What?
Jesus, shots fired all the way to Kansas City.
Yeah. Fuck him. Anyway, BNB beat XTC. I'm not sure if that game
had... Those are my boys, BNB.
I didn't have that playoff.
Without Alex.
So we just let it go? Okay, cool. Because I know
took it home.
Yeah,
well, they asked. I got a text message from Stagmeyer wanting to play the game, so...
Okay. So it was okay. All right.
And Joey Bats was injured in that game. That's what he gets for injuring me a couple weeks ago.
Joey Bats injured you?
Yeah. It was actually totally clean, but still, that's what he gets.
I'm going to pretend that he was an unsafe worker, and he'll laugh at that if he listens to the podcast. Yeah, okay, so that's cool, because I knew there were some questions at first about B&B with him.
They texted me.
All right, that's the one downside of you not being around, is we don't know these things, so we weren't sure, but they pick up a good win. You say they're your peeps. Oh, aren't you? Yeah, isn't that the team you're semi-on too? How many teams are you on, Garrett? I feel like
just two.
I feel like you are the cobblestone quarterback, though, which is so annoying, but I know
If they asked someone else from the sub list for QB before, or, like, you know, if they didn't ask me first, if Daryl's not there, I'd be offended. So those are my boys.
That makes sense, too. I don't think they would ask anybody else. So that's cool. Not So Sticky took on 716. I know 716 was shorthanded because they were asking if they could randomly grab people to play the game. Shout out to Not So Sticky for getting a win. And that's basically it. Let's just go on. Go to two. Let's go.
So I already read it, but Public Enemy beat Sticky 40-6. The Untouchables beat Free Ballers 27-20. And Zach Attack beat Vaspian 31-20. And I don't know if this is a shutout or not, but okay, Tox to let us win.
That was a forfeit, and the other one's a forfeit, too.
Yep, just Lenny's Ladies and Blitzkrieg. Yeah. All right, and that's it for 2 o'clock.
Yeah, Lenny's Ladies, we had to forfeit. I mean, like I said many times, white women love Fall Fest, so they just couldn't put a roster together.
Oh, so I was so happy I had to ref that game. I'm like, let's go.
You didn't have to ref this game.
Canceled.
No, because I paid, because I definitely, when I forfeit, I paid.
Oh, maybe it was the Graves
Bros. Wait, whoa. Actually, that's wrong.
It was the Graves Bros.
The Graves Bros. Ones we forfeit. I didn't play. This game wasn't Lenny's Ladies game either. This is the Monday we realized that we accidentally scheduled one team for 10 games, another for 8. So we were giving Graves Brothers their 9th game and taking away one. And then they forfeited anyway, so it didn't even matter. But
yeah,
that's what that is.
Well, that's because Steve told his entire team that they had a game, I think, at 10 and a game at 11. And everybody made plans in the afternoon.
And they had games at 12 and 3.
Yeah, so that 3 o'clock game just fucked them.
Yeah,
so brutal. I was talking to him about that. So,
I mean, are they mad about it? Because like,
I don't think they're mad about it. I mean, Steve and I have had some conversations about Graves as a whole this season, and he's just kind of going through the motions.
Wait a minute, that's right. That you know them enough. What's the deal with them?
Oh, Steve's like one of my best friends.
Yeah, I know.
So the funny part about it is when Steve was on Salino Sewer Rats.
Yes.
When what is now Spinelli's Plumbing and Graves Brothers were not separate.
Right.
We used to like butt heads a lot. And, you know, we'll call it the magic of the Topper Sports Football League. But Steve and I are quite literally now like best friends. I talk to him every day. I mean, I literally talk to him more on the phone than I talk to my own brother. And he, he's building a house. So he's got that going on. And his wife, Alyssa, who is also on Graves Brothers when she is not pregnant. She just gave birth to their second child 2 weeks ago. Sienna. So, I mean, he's got a lot on his plate. And I just think that for him, football is a secondary thought this season.
So
I mean, he is already talking about the spring season and coming back
hard. Because they definitely, like, fallen off. Because they're usually, like, the team that is, like, 7-2. And
yeah, but you know what's real interesting about Graves Brothers? And I think he'd be the first person to tell you this. What team don't you see at the bar after a victory? They don't go out and drink together. They don't have shots together. They don't have a TMA table like we do. You know, we go after the games, and even if we lose, you know, we're buying, you know, Tanqueray and sodas, as we call it, an energy drink for Val, and hundred thousand shots, significantly less now the Ferger's taking a hiatus, right. But. You know, I mean, that's kind of the difference, I think, a little bit, is there needs to be a little bit of camaraderie for a lot of teams.
Sure.
You know, and if you're losing and you're not
drinking,
familial, I guess we'll call it, if you don't treat each other like you're a team, you don't go to the bar afterwards and, you know, have a couple of beers and talk about, you know, what you could have done better or what we're going to do next week, and you just, you know, lose the game and go to your car and fuck off for the rest of the day, well, that's why you're 1-6, you know?
No, that's fair. That's very fair. So, I mean, that's a good point. What else did I say in this that I didn't talk about? So, it seems like a lot of teams just got revenge from losing earlier. Untouchables took out their frustrations on Free Ballers and took a win there. Public Enemy just demolished the Sticky Bandits. Zack Attack with a slightly surprising win over Vaspian, but as Brian told us after last week's podcast when we went on and got some chicken wings, he was just saying, he's like, we're going to be extremely shorthanded. Everybody else is doing, well, Fall Fest stuff, so... They had a team, but they didn't have their team, so that pretty much explains that.
Fucking Fall Fest.
It really ruined a lot of people's days, like in terms of constructing a roster.
I'm looking at Topper right now. It ruined his Monday, and it was...
I didn't do anything else. I barely could...
Typical.
Oh.
You don't do anything else. What else do you really do on Sundays? You put the scores in, maybe, and then watch football, I assume.
Alan Trapp came down. Tim Dove came down.
Oh, yeah. No, you got... No. You were very busy this Sunday.
But... I couldn't do anything. I'm like, I gotta go back to the house and try to get some sleep, but I couldn't sleep because I knew there was too much shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
It's just a call in sick on Monday day, man.
It really is. So that brings us to the last set of games for the week, the 3 o'clock games, the last games of the regular season for our fall session. Hit me with it.
All right. Eyes Downtown narrowly beating Slavka Bombs 43-1. 1 point game.
You're an adverb.
Is there a niner in there?
Are you calling from a walkie-talkie? Bullet Club, wow. 59 to Past Our Prime, 33.
Yep.
Fourth and Dong beat the Angels, 32-26. Cunning Stunts beat Falcones 27-22. And we got a forfeit, Victoria's Secret beating Graysboro.
Yep.
Joe, what happened?
Well, what happened was that we got Travis quarterback. And, you know, remember his friend Bobby, who used to play for us, but he moved away to, like, Ohio?
No.
So, that's fine. Why would I expect you to know anything anyway? That's purposely, that's actually on me. Everybody. My apologies. So Bobby came into town. He was looking to play because he always gets, like, his one game a season. That's why we keep him on the roster and stuff. And we needed a quarterback because Scotty was playing at the same time, and he chose Fourth and Dong, and I don't blame him. We were 0-8, whatever. That game kind of meant more. It's fine. So asked Travis to play since Bobby's his friend and figured he might have fun with that, and Travis agreed, and Travis was awesome. Like, Travis kicked the shit out of Past Our Prime. Every play he called was great. He was hitting every receiver. Everybody had points, and it just, we couldn't be stopped, and we got our own little stops, and, you know, Past Our Prime was shorthanded too, because I know, like Keon got hurt in the losing streak game, so he went home early, so they ended up picking up, like, Jamie McCabe to play against us. And it didn't really matter. There was just nothing that they could really do. We kept getting, like, we had most of our team there, and that's all we really needed. It was the first time we put it all together all season, and that's why we, you know, actually won a game, which is cool. Like, last time we played them, that was a game we had, like, an interception on three straight plays, but we could never punch it in the end zone. It was just one of those times. But we got our win, which is really cool, before we go into the playoffs and get to play A&A, and we'll see how that goes. Eyes Downtown played Slavka Bombs closer than the Public Enemy game was, so perhaps there's something to say about the Slavka Bombs. Perhaps they're like this underlying, maybe they can win it thing. But
yeah, I think they were an afterthought, you know, early in there just because they were new. But
I think it's a lot of it's
they because, have some studs,
right? I think nobody knows who their studs are, and then you see a team and you're like, oh, like this is gonna be worse than I want it to be. But like you're like, oh, Seth's throwing a Ben Stack. Like we've seen these teams before; they always do okay in D1, but they never really factor into anything. But that's because they don't really have the supporting cast. This time, I think they have the supporting cast and then some. So it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out.
I mean,
they had a I don't know if they had a shot at the, no, because Eyes Downtown beating Public Enemy means that they clinched a bye too. So it doesn't really matter. Public Enemy and Eyes Downtown have the byes in D1. So Slavka Bombs, I think, is like the, I think they end up being like the 4 seed because tight ends has got to be the 3 seed. So they'll take on Sticky, and I think they just beat the crap out of him. So I don't know.
Yeah, Sticky didn't have Mike Thomas this week, so.
Who threw?
Adrian.
Oh, that's right. Blam, Adrian threw. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't bad, but he's not used to quarterback.
Oh,
it's,
I understand.
Then you're taking him off the field at receiver, so.
Yeah, I forgot that they didn't have Mike Thomas this week.
Yeah.
And then the Stunts took on the Falcones and pulled out a victory, which is really cool. You said Joey Betts was hurt, though, right? So
it was just his, like, pinky, but it was definitely, like.
Yeah, but for him, that's huge.
So he ended up,
he'll be fine. So Stunts win against Falcones.
I saw him throwing, yeah.
So that was it for the games. We don't really have to talk much about the playoffs coming up. We'll be talking about it enough next week. And we talked a lot longer than I thought we would. So already at 50 minutes, which is when we go to our winners and losers of the week as we bring it on home. Prim, are you ready for winners and losers?
No, well, look.
All right, Garrett, you're going to go first for winners and losers.
What am I starting with?
Whichever you prefer.
I'll start with loser.
Get it.
I've had it since I listened to the podcast 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Steve Mosier, you cannot come on a podcast and have the loser of the week be the head of officiating for making two bad tag calls. That is absurd. That is fucking absurd. You need to buy Jay dinner or some shit. But that's really to the whole league, I would say, who is listening to this. If you don't help the league in some capacity and then you don't volunteer to ref once in a while outside of maybe you have some anxiety or shit that's a real excuse, you're not allowed to talk to the refs. Just keep your mouth shut. If it's a bad call, it's a bad call. Keep your mouth shut. Like, it's an issue where every week it's in the chat, you know, people talk about it on the podcast, like, we're short refs. So, yeah, that like, the refs, like, it's been talked about, so I'm not going to belabor the point, but that's that. I don't like it because I, you know, first off, I'm a below average ref, so I get a lot of shit.
Well, you're still better than Billy.
Yeah. And I don't want to sound like a martyr, but like I also like most of the time I want a ref. Or I used to love to ref. Like I actually enjoyed it, but now it's just because you're short. Like if you guys aren't short, I would never volunteer. Like I'm over it. So, you know, it's been talked about before though. But That's a bad look. I didn't like that. My man Jay puts a lot of work in, I'm sure, so.
Oh, he puts a ton of work.
Yeah, I will, yeah. Just to cap on that, like, you got to tip your hat to Coach Jay, because in all honesty, with this session, with the way referees have been, I mean, he took a shit sandwich and at least he served it with a cloth napkin. I mean, it looks, on paper, it looks pretty good. Right. And I get an email from him almost every Tuesday or Wednesday. Can you volunteer to ref? And the session, the spots where there are refs open are D6 games, and I personally just don't feel comfortable refing game as a D6. As a D6 player myself,
I understand.
You know, I don't really want to be the guy who throws a flag at a Blitzkrieg Victoria's Secret game and decide
favoritism.
Right. I just don't want to have that conversation.
I understand that. No, you're right. I mean, just to touch on it again, like I said, the refs, it's awful this year. I don't know why.
It was go bad last year. Like, there'd be Thursday, Jay's like, we still need two more for two and three. Like, especially in the afternoon too. Like, I'm tired, like, after playing, I want to go back to the bar, and it's like, again, it's not, like, the biggest deal to ref. It's, I mean, you get paid $25. It is what it is, but, like. Right.
And we appreciate
your
sacrifice.
Covers two buckets for you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it? But, I mean, Topper, do you know who are we missing as, like, consistent refs that has been, like, screwing this up for us? Garbaz playing games takes him away. Ricky's gone.
I haven't seen Ricky.
Ricky moved to like Atlanta or something.
Yeah, he's taking his podcast career on the road.
Back, so that does help.
Yeah, Jeff May's back, so he's just a consistent every.
We didn't have Billy for the first 3 weeks, right. Which I mean,
that's true.
It's like missing a half a ref.
Yeah, rude.
Listen,
but I get it.
Listen, you want to have a conversation about referees, all right? Just to see what everybody's deal with. Schedule Billy a D1 championship game.
Maybe this is
just to see what happens, okay? And see if they'll tolerate that shit.
Like you said earlier, that Blitzkrieg named themselves TMA's rival or whatever. But your biggest rival's Billy. Everybody knows that.
Right. But I mean, Topper's talking about vocabulary a little while ago. I mean, getting billied is an actual phrase in Topper sports. You go to the bar and you're down and you lose a game by three. You go, "What happened? Oh, I got billied." Yeah, no shit. It happens because he's too busy looking at some girl. He's too busy looking at some girl's ass and throw
him. There's nothing wrong with creeping on girls when you're reffing. I just wanted that out there.
It's
not a rule.
Until you get to the bar, though.
It's not going to the bar. So Garrett, your losers were well losers. So why don't you give me your winner then?
I wanted to give to Anthony. He's Sam Latuca from Cobblestone.
Yeah.
Her husband. He designed the Cobblestone jerseys, his Ultimate Warrior jerseys, and now our Frodo jerseys.
They're
just amazing. Like, he just does it great. I told him, like, look, play on the Lord of the Rings thing. Like, give me Gollum kind of holding a trophy instead of a ring. Like, and he just, exactly what I was picturing in my mind, boom. Then he designed the jerseys for me. So if you see the awesome jerseys, Frodo, Cobblestone, Ultimate Warrior, that's all him, so.
Those Ultimate Warrior jerseys were sweet, by the way. I almost wish they would come back.
Yeah, he's very creative with them. He just does a great job, and he enjoys it. So
those are pretty cool.
Yeah,
for sure. You ready now?
Yeah. Right, no, go. I'm actually gonna piggyback off of
Garrett.
What
you gotta
with the referee thing. I mean, in all honesty, just let's talk about it from a league standpoint. I mean, you guys put on a phenomenal product every year. I've subbed in Game On a couple of times, and I played in a tournament for He Who Shall Not Be Named ever fucking again, and I can't believe that I can't believe that TSL people actually played in that fucking tournament on Sunday. I saw some pictures on Instagram, and you guys are not my losers.
There were some TMA players that played in that tournament.
I had conversation with her about it. Shame on you. In all honesty, shame on you for playing in that tournament. I think everybody in Topper Sports should come together and do their part to make that mile sports.
The problem is that.
But that's not my loser.
Oh well, I know that. I get it, and we'll get into it in like 2 seconds. But I get it. It's cool to play at the stadium. That's what it is.
Right.
And I know. And you just said like you want to like make the mile sports fail. Well, it already kind of did. I don't even think they have football anymore. We did it. So.
Dude, some of the things that he texted people.
Yeah, no.
Friends of, like, people who I consider actual. Not, like, acquaintances that I know in Topper Sports because I bum around with them at the bar, but actual acquaintances that people that I'm friends with that I talk to outside of Topper Sports.
It's insane.
Like Riley Moser, for example. Like, I read some of the text messages he sent. Fuck you, you fat piece of shit. Like, that's absolutely awful.
He didn't mean
it. Yeah, I. Mo.
I'm just kidding.
Like, it's just awful. No, but the referee thing is, we're dealing with it with a situation, and it is what it is, and everybody's got to be flexible, and everybody's got to adapt. And again, you guys put on a phenomenal product, and for some people to just shit on other people taking their Saturday and trying to help you have fun, I mean, that's a no point. No,
I get it.
As far as my winners, I'm going to give two, and they're actually not on our team, but they're sort of a part of our team. Lauren Weber and Natalie Henry.
Yes.
Who, I don't know if you saw this.
First Wives Club.
Yeah, we call them the team moms. They show up almost every weekend. Torrential downpour for the 10 o'clock game.
They're the best.
Lauren Weber comes out, drives her umbrella stake into the ground, opens it up, and puts all of our gear under it. So nobody's clothes got wet, nobody's bags got wet, nobody's shoes, nobody's cell phones, nobody lost anything.
Brilliant.
Meanwhile, Natalie Henry books it to the bar with Ryan's credit card and comes back with two buckets of beer for us for in between the 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock game, which is just fantastic. So, yeah, winners. Mrs. Weber, Mrs. Best Hands in D6.
They'll never know this, and, but you'll have to tell them that that's what you said.
Oh, yeah.
I sincerely doubt either are going to listen to this drivel.
I'm sure Ron will. Ron listens to the podcast every week while working.
No so. Shit, I love yeah. it.
We all tune in.
I figured that. Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure what if up, all Ron? Tuned in or if like somebody else did and then just told everybody like the highlights.
Right.
It's fun. Topper.
What up?
Got any winners and losers for the week?
I think the Alcoville Brewery is the winner.
And the loser?
Yeah. They sold these giant 22 mugs of beer.
Yeah.
With refills at $16 each.
And that sounds reasonable. Well, it's a $16 beer.
Price gouging at its finest. But I get it, though.
They were huge, and I must have had... I was trying to keep up with smelling it with Peyton and...
there's no way you did that.
Taylor and,
no.
and Kaylee for a long time, and I stayed up all
How
night.
How was blacking out?
It's fine. It's
good. Always a blast.
Just like vertigo all over again.
Yeah.
Which Peyton?
From
Spinelli. Yeah. So that dude can drink. Yep. So I actually had I had Steve Miller. I threw his diaper party a week before Sienna was born.
Oh yeah,
and Peyton shows up and busts out a drill and a handsaw and some sawhorses in my driveway and literally just jury rigs and makes a court for beer darts in my backyard. And we're playing beer darts in my backyard. That dude can fucking drink. Like, I couldn't even see. It's my house. I'm hosting all these people in my backyard. I couldn't even see. I had the spins at, like, 11:30. And these guys are like, so, what do you want to do? You want to go to the creek? And, like, everybody from the party just gets up and goes to the casino at, like, midnight. And I was like, how are you guys still alive?
Pretty meanwhile.
Yeah, no, but Peyton's a good time. Peyton's fun.
It'd take, like, 3 weeks to recover.
Oh, my God, yeah, bro. Getting I was. Now. Well, and then the next day I saw you at the Bills game.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right,
that was
right.
that was that weekend.
The most and random thing of all time.
Yeah, I just happened. I scalped. I shouldn't scalp. I bought them off of StubHub or whatever. And the seats that I bought of were directly in front of him and Dave Walter.
Yeah,
this is great. Yeah, 100%. David, I literally sat. Yeah, my girlfriend Carrie and I literally sat in front of him.
I thought because like the
you got a great picture.
He got there before like everybody else started filling in. So Prim was walking towards. I was like, oh shit, Prim! I thought he saw us from afar and was just saying hello. No, he was just sitting literally right in front of us. It was crazy.
Yeah. For the entire game.
The odds of that are very, very low, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Dave Walter saved my life. I didn't have to go and get a beer because he had, like, deuces in his pocket. I don't know. He must have...
Of course he did. of course he did.
Football games with Dave Walter or something else.
Yes.
In fact, I'm going to probably... That's going to be my final thought. I don't even care. Winners, for me, is Travis. Travis gets the biggest winner of the week for a lot of reasons. It's not just because he played so excellently for Bullet Club and it looked like he wasn't even trying, but he made the team just work. He knew our strengths. He called the right plays. It was amazing. To the point where I even looked at him and I said, dude, when are you going to just start throwing like forever? Like, I know he's the best
he's a
quarterback,
good quarterback, yeah.
But it's not the same. He's a very good quarterback. I know he used to say, when Jeff Easton disappeared for like the 14th time, he used to fill in QB, and he's just like, yeah, but... I'm not ready to do like give up receiving yet, and I guess I get that, but like, man, he's such an asset. I would like to see him actually quarterback a team like that he put together. It'd be pretty interesting. But it's not just that. Travis was very, very, very helpful. Like Topper wasn't around. Coach Jay was incredibly busy because like he had Coach Jay stuff to do, his real life. And I know the reason he wasn't there is because he went to the Chiefs Bills game, so he's in Kansas City for
yeah.
I think it was a bachelor party or something.
And he didn't take his wife. Oh, it was a bachelor party?
Yeah,
oh.
He didn't take his wife. She didn't want to go. She's fine. Yeah, but, yeah. so, you know, we had another refs snafu to the point where we needed to replace refs, or we were having forfeited games and, you know, refs need to be caught. Travis took care of everything. Like somebody said, I think this game's going to be forfeited. And Travis just contacted everybody right away and said, I know you guys are busy, so I took care of this. He did all this stuff. So, like,
nice, yeah.
I know Travis is Travis, so, like, he gets more shit than maybe he deserves in the league. So I just want to take a second to, like, let him know he's appreciated for what he's done. I've told him that to his face, but I'll tell it to the league, too. He's been great, and I know that, you know, some people might argue how the sublist thing goes, and we won't get into that. I don't want to. Please don't start. But I didn't say you were going to, but I just...
I will. I will. It's a thankless job. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
Good job, Mr. Bernal. Good job.
That's the.
Unless you want to get emails throughout the week and try to keep track of it and fuck yeah.
I love when people use Pale's last name for him. It's so funny.
I just can't wait to say Mrs. Baccio just to piss Diane off.
We can't spell his last name, so.
Cleavy Cleaves.
It's like Cleavy Cleaves. Cleavy Cleaves. It's Clee like Cleveland, and then Avenger. How do you not get that?
I know, but I'll mix up an E and an A somewhere.
Well, you will. Yes, that's true. Losers of the week. Yeah, again, it's hard to pick a loser of the week in a week where everything sucked ass. I mean, I could say everybody who had to forfeit, but I get why. Like, losers, everybody who went to Fall Fest and didn't give a shit about their game, but who cares? Like, I mean, like I said earlier, 85% of the games didn't matter anyway. So, I guess, like, the loser of the week is, like, I'll say it's, like, me or us from last week, because I gloated about how every week has been perfect and we haven't had any rain or anything like that. And sure as shit, the next week it just opens up.
Yeah, but it made for the games much more interesting, though.
Did it, though?
I think it made our TMATHK game much more interesting, for sure.
Okay, that's 100%, fair. That's, man, a fair take. I mean, like, but for me, I like I said, I came to the fields knowing we needed, like, two or three girls to run Lenny's Ladies. And I was like, I'll just ask some of the girls at the fields. It'll be fine. And you get to the fields and it's pouring. No. Nobody wants to play a game for another team that they don't give a shit about when it's pouring rain out. It was just like, well, I can't do this. I couldn't get anybody by 11, and that was my cutoff to tell Steve, like, hey, don't let whoever you got coming to come, because that would just be fucked up.
Listen, yeah. Sun's out, 75 degrees, and the field is dry. John Langley puts up way more than 16 points.
Sure.
So, well, rain made the games that much more interesting, 100%.
Well, it's still interesting. I mean, you guys played that game, and the one thing I noticed is that they only had, like, one person standing on the sidelines. When they were playing Lenny's Ladies a couple times, they had, like, 13 people there.
Yeah, we're going to do a playoff roster check. That's going to happen.
No, those are everybody on the roster. They're just showing up. But I guess you're within your legal rights to do that. But they were playing with, like, they were missing a lot of their people. Like, some of the guys that were out there making plays or attempting to make plays are not the people that would normally be out there attempting to make plays. So, I mean, you're smart enough to know that winning by 40 both times is not really going to be
He was missing people, but, you know, he had the, what's his name, Pistol, the deep threat.
Yeah, Pete.
You know, and he's fast.
We have to learn it. We have to learn his last name, because he should probably be up for, like,
Watch it be something like Smith.
Watch it be actually Pistol. That'd be fantastic. Pete Pistol. Like, wait, what?
It's like you changing your last name to K-A-Y.
I've made that joke before. That would be hilarious. It's like Homer J. Simpson. And from now on, it'll be known as Homer J. Simpson. It's fucking brilliant. So those are our winners and losers from the week on a week that wasn't the world's greatest. And as usual, as you all know, we end with our final thoughts. The season was long. It was mostly hot, actually, and dry, and the ground was hard. We'll just ignore last week. But the playoffs are coming up, so whatever you guys have, final thoughts on the league, the teams, whatever the hell you want to say about this thing, you go right ahead. Primer, I'll start with you.
Yeah, you know, I think last year being 2020 with the pandemic and how the spring session did not come together and we made it a real lengthy one, I think, tip my hat to Topper. Yeah. You did a phenomenal job in 2021. You guys were, you know, basically playing behind the eight ball. We're short people, we're short refs. You know, there was logistics that needed to come into play. And I think the spring session and the fall session, I mean, just a great season overall for everybody. I think we had a lot of fun. I don't think there were any fights.
No, it's uncanny.
Matt Keita's been super.
There's still time. There's still time.
Like, it's just been there's still 2 weeks. But no,
I think
it was all in all, I mean, it was so far a fantastic fall session. You know, I'm looking forward to reformulating in the springtime and seeing what happens going on there. But good job, guys.
When you say reformulate, are you making any changes, though?
I mean, we've talked. There are a lot of people who want to join TMA. And there are people, you know, from...
You already have too many dudes.
We already do have too many dudes, and...
Is anybody leaving?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know if this is a way of saying it.
I cannot
get Ferger back?
You know, I would love to get Ferger back. And I, you know, when I took over the captain duties, I told you when Ferger comes back, Ferger's the captain again. You know, he's, you know, doing his thing and taking care of Ferger and taking care of Carla and the girls and letting them, you know.
You think we can get him back for the last week?
We really should.
Ferger will be president, or president.
He'll be president.
Ferger will be present for championship Saturday. I have not spoken to him about
pink,
it.
Pink but strawberry moonshine.
Pink
starburst moonshine.
No, it's fall. He's going to do the apple cinnamon. I guarantee you will see Brian Ferger, not this coming Saturday, but the following at 2 o'clock.
That's going to be amazing.
On field 4.
Are you coming?
Guaranteed.
Are you coming next week? Are you coming on Saturday, even though you don't have to?
No. You know what? That's my weekend with my son, and Gianni and I are going to go. Gianni and I are going to do some basic white girl shit. I think we're going to find a pumpkin and find some cider and find a donut and maybe get a Halloween costume.
Do it for the gram, baby.
Yeah, man.
What's it going to be?
I don't know yet. He said to me that he wants to be like 7 or 8 things, and every time he turns on TV, it's like he wants to be something else. We started with Hulk, and we worked to a PJ Mask, and, you know, those of you who have kids, PJ Masks, that's a good time. But no, we're going to, I'm going to take him to Walmart, and I'm going to say, pick one of those things, and you got 5 seconds, because I don't want to be in Walmart any longer. I fucking have to be.
Hooray for parenting.
Right.
Find most of my dates at Walmart.
Hooray for... Yeah, that's right.
I got nothing.
Hooray for!
Whenever you say hooray for, I can't even do it.
The single mothers with the juicy on their butt, those like pajama sweatpants, that I usually target those.
Where it says like baby, and then 14 feet to the right, it says fat.
Security.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Garrett goes to Walmart and he goes, "I usually don't say this to women until they tell me they're pregnant." But what's your first name?
I'm not laughing because it's just not a joke. I just know I've seen him do it. All right. Okay. Garrett, my friend, you get your final thoughts. You can go do whatever you want.
Well, final thoughts, I always give a thank you, not just to Topper, but to you know, you and Travis and Jay and Val, everyone, Jeff, who you know helps out with the leagues, refs. So always something to remember. It doesn't just happen. You just don't show up to the leagues without a lot of work in the back end. And then just shout out to my team. We've been together for the most part for a few years now, not just sessions. Added Corey this year, Derek last year, great additions to the team, great guys. And then the you know people I've played with for years now, they're just all very important to me. I love them all. So shout out to you guys. And then D3, get ready. You're going to get your shit pushed in. We're coming.
Jesus.
We're coming. Free ballers, it starts with them. It starts with them. You guys, you know, good team, but... We're a team with a destiny this year, so you know they had a good season. It's going to end this week, and then we'll be on to whoever's next.
You think it's an advantage for you? Do you think it's an advantage for you that this year you're not like 7-2, and everybody's saying like, "Oh, Frodo's going to win it. This is the year."
I hope so. I mean, we're a lot like TMA. When Prim was talking about TMA, I mean, we've never been to a championship game in D3 yet. We're always at the top of the standings, so it's always that we always win the first game, and then it's the second game that gets us. So we got something to prove this year, and like I said,
I'm excited to see how it turns out for
you. It's going
to
get graphically violent. We're there.
Well, you don't do it any other way.
Yeah, championship Saturday is going to be nuts, man.
It's going to be great.
Patrick, I don't know if you have final thoughts for a season or for a week that you weren't a part of, but you got to say something, so at least lean into the microphone and give me your best shot.
Garrett also hit on me once at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had those pants that said Juicy on your ass.
Last Friday.
You were wearing buying a kayak. I knew he was down for fun. So.
No, it's actually been a very good season. We've got lucky. I thought the fields were the best shape that they've been in. Kudos to the Rose Garden staff. There was one week where they weren't mowed, I believe. But other than that...
And they got shit for it.
Yeah, but they did good. And as you guys already alluded to, I get all the credit because my name is on the wall. But... Joe Kay, Josh Kroll, Val Vernell, Emily, Jay, Travis. Did I miss anyone?
I don't know anymore. No, I don't think so. Not from the group
the guys
there.
That, Garrett, yourself, that the guys that do step in when we need refs, it's good to know that we can just count on you guys to help when we need it.
Garrett, the best about Garrett stepping in, too, is that not only does he say, yeah, I'll ref in the ref chat, he shames everyone else to do it as well. You love this, like what he did earlier about... yelling at people, that's par for the course. Like, he'll jump in that ref chat and be like, hey guys, this league you love and take advantage of needs you. How about your ref? And then people are like, I could be there at 4. Or not 4, that's obviously the wrong time, but you get my fucking point. You're great at that shit.
You can guilt shame people into a lot of things.
You absolutely can. And it's even better when somebody that isn't like in management does it. I did air quotes. I realize people aren't watching this, but that's so dumb. whatever.
But I saw it, and that's what counts.
Honestly, it was for you guys, but then I felt so dumb I had to tell people that I'm a moron, so that's cool. Is that it for you? You good? You just saying yeah, thanks to everybody who wasn't you?
I'm just kind of looking through the standings, see if anything's catching my eye. I see that Top Shot, they finished at 1-2.
They did. I think Top Shot had to beat them by 12 to finish first. They only beat them by 3, so that means we don't have to deal with them in the first round, which I don't even know.
1-2 in the overall.
Oh, yeah. They did that, too. Oh, wow. They were great. They only beat each other. They only lost to each other, so they split the season series 1-1, and they're good, man. Both teams are really good. Maddie's been slinging it real well, and he'll be the first to tell you he hasn't lost with ANA this year, so... I think I'll give Travis shit that Travis isn't going to.
No, that's about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, my final thoughts are pretty cool. The first thing is I'll touch on Dave Walter because I said I would a second ago. I've been semi-blessed to have fake season tickets with Dave. He got season tickets in the offseason with Tommy Hughes, but since Tommy is always traveling for work or has to, like, watch his kids, I've just been consistently getting his ticket. If you're going to go to a Bills game, find Dave. Like, Dave puts together the best tailgates I've ever been a part of. Like, he sits there, he starts cooking on Thursday to start for Sunday.
You can verify that from Snapchat.
Yeah, you can verify that. I was literally about to say the same thing. If you have Snapchat, you know that Dave Walter knows his way around a pot and a pan.
You beat me to it. Like, that's the best way. Like, he starts this past time.
Chicken.
He made chicken, he made steak, he made taco meat. He made 6 trays of it. He went to his restaurant and got... He went to his bar and got, like, the trays with the sternos to keep everything warm. He brings taco stuff. And he feeds everybody. And he had so much food left. He made so much fucking shit. And he made so much... There was still so much left. And, like, his really good friend Bobby's there. Bobby's a riot. He's, like, maybe a shaved bear. He's 7 feet tall. And he's the nicest dude ever. But, man, I would never piss him off, though. And he shows up and he's like... Here, I just grilled breakfast sausage. Go to town. I also made eggs. And they just feed everybody and... There's a shit ton of alcohol, and we're literally where he's parked is maybe like 2 rows away from where Kroll parks the sticky bus. So there's a whole bunch of TSL people there. They did that. I went the first week at the home opener. He made 2 pans of pulled pork while his friend Matt brought a fryer and made 5 different kinds of chicken wings. He made 20 pounds of wings, and you're like, oh, tailgate wings. Oh, nope. Crispy, delicious. Some of the best wings that you've ever had. It was great.
Did he have the metal bowl to toss them?
Yes, he did. He fucking did, man. They had everything. It was amazing. And, of course, there's alcohol flowing, and there's just good people, and it's a great time.
You had me at alcohol.
We get there at 7, or he picks me up at 7:45, and we just go, and it's like, and it's an entire day, and it's super awesome, and everybody's throwing football. It's like literally, it's a ton of fun at La Galleria or whatever, so... Dave deserves, like, league credit for it. So if you're ever going to a Bills game, a home game, like, just send Dave a message, and he'll be like, yes, be there. Like, Brent came out last time. Yeah, so you'd know that. So it's just an awesome time with awesome people. It's fantastic. But, yeah, so that's pretty much it. But to be more league-centric, killer year, guys. Nobody got too angry. Nobody got kicked out of the league, really, except for that one time Topper kicked Sabuta. But she came back, so it was fine.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't count. I guess you're right. But no, there were no major issues. Like, yeah, the refereeing has been spotty. Everybody knows that. But again, props to the league for stepping up and helping it out.
Nobody had sex in the woods. That we know of. That's true.
That's true. The bar, the bar was cool. Like, they didn't even give any shit. Gordon saved it from burning down that one time.
I looked at you because I've noticed the woods have been, like,
cut away.
The last 2 weeks they're making them smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah.
There's less place to go.
Yeah, Gordon. Props to Gordon for being electrician on the spot a couple weeks ago.
That was, he literally, like I said before, he told me, he's like, listen, if they waited maybe even an hour longer, there's a fire. Like, if they didn't smell it, or if that happened at, like, nighttime, the bar's gone. You know, like, he's like, it's going to be a full-on, wherever they have electricity, is going to start burning. So,
Damn. Yeah,
that's, well, they definitely...
Good job, Gordon.
They definitely took care of him, for sure. Yeah, Gordon deserves that shout-out, too. But, yeah, so everything went well. Like, the games were pretty good. There wasn't really anybody, nobody was really a problem. Everything kind of went smooth, which is exactly what you want. I mean, I think everybody learned a little bit from the COVID year where we almost lost football. Like, we lost a season of football and then got a second, you know, we got another one back that everybody kind of was like, maybe I do take this for granted a little bit, you know? I mean, I've talked to multiple people, Premier one of them, that, like, my life has tons of stress. I got my work, my job, my kid, my work and my job, the same thing, but life stress, and then you come to football and you de-stress at it.
Yeah.
And you hang out for, even if you just played your game and win and then, like, stick around for half an hour and then take off, it's still better than pretty much anything, like, honestly. And you guys, I mean, you guys stay for forever usually, but most people, like...
And that's why last year I texted Topper and I said during the COVID thing when the health department kept showing up randomly. You know, I texted Topper and I was like, hey, do you mind if I jump in here?
Oh, that's right. You did all that. That,
you know,
that was awesome.
And I said, I reached out to my political connections and I said, make this go away. And we had football back 2 weeks later.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. So, nice. I mean, because, you know, I think the league is more than just, you know, a place to run around on Saturday. It's, no, you know, it's there's a lot of people who show up at each other's weddings or in each other's weddings or any, you know, in kids' baptisms or first communions or babysitting or, you know, celebrating new jobs and, you know, promotions at work and, you know, new houses or whatever. You know, I think it's a lot more than just football, and I think that's what makes it a special league.
100%. So with that, the TSL fall season comes to a close. A little bit of a wet close, but still closed nonetheless. Playoffs start next week. Playoffs are already going to be affected because I know there's a few teams at least that are going to be missing people because they'll already be in Nashville for the Bills game. Awful timing, but it is what it is. Not everybody can be as smart as the chunk of us that got our flights to go as soon as football ended. So
shout out Tammy and Nick. They're not going to miss this week because they got late flights. So.
Solid.
I think we're all on the solid same flight, people. Too. So I think like we're going to football, and then we're all going to be on the same flight to Nashville, and it's going to be exactly how it sounds.
Love Tammy and Nick.
The flight attendant is going to have his hands full.
Jesus Christ.
Come on now. I love it.
Is it a Southwest flight?
Yeah, of course.
You better hope it doesn't get canceled.
Yeah, we know. We
like
know.
All the other 2,000 that happened yesterday.
It's fine. We'll literally just drive. It's not a big deal. We'll find a way. Life finds a way. So that's it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been an hour and 20 minutes of your life that you'll never get back. I apologize to that. But thank you, Prim, for coming. I know you've wanted to jump on the show at some point.
Yep.
Garrett,
thank you for
coming here to yell at people who are shitty about refereeing.
Always
stuff,
a blast.
I love when
I recommend it to anyone. What else are you going to do on a Monday night?
Seriously, TMA by
a jerk off and cry into a towel like I would. Come on.
While watching Monday Night Raw. Yeah. I don't know.
While
but
while driving.
Also, I wanted to end on it, but I couldn't. All right. So, like you said, thank you, everybody. We'll see you. Saturday will be really exciting. A few teams have buys. A few teams are going to just beat the crap out of each other. I don't know what the weather's like. I hope it's nice because I hate when weather affects our games. I should wait a second because Topper touched his computer. That means he's looking up the weather.
It only goes up to Friday.
All right, never mind. Well, what is Friday like? It'll be close.
Friday is 76 and sunny.
Good enough. Let's just pretend that's going to be the weather. It'll be a good time. Like I said, if you don't have a game, if you've been eliminated, if you've got a bye, come on out, hang out with us. It'll be a good time. If not, no big deal. But that's it. So thank you, everybody, and whatever. Good night. Bye.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Has begun. I turn on my TV for some pigskin fun. I see a Super Bowl season here on ABC. The biggest game each week is their specialty. I gotta get ready, make everything right. Monday night football's coming on tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready, ready?
We're ready!
Are you ready for some football? Friends are back for Monday night time. Now everyone watches this primetime show. New York, Nashville, San Francisco. We love to watch the kickoff as the game begins. Pretty cheerleaders and last minute wins. The backs are cutting inside. Everybody turns it up Monday night.